We continue in the preaching series on the Ten Commandments. If you have your Bibles, turn to Exodus 20, verse 15. But before we read that scripture, I'd like for us to say these words together that emphasize the power and the importance of the Word of God. It is the Word of God. It is supernatural in origin, eternal in duration, inexpressible in value, infinite in scope, regenerative in power, infallible in authority, universal in interest, personal in application, inspired in totality. Read it through, write it down, pray it in, work it out, and then pass it on. Our scripture text today, Exodus 20 and 15, four short little words. You shall not steal. You shall not steal. I will share with you just some personal thoughts for just a moment before I get into the heart of the message regarding what I believe potentially appears to be the theft of an election of the President of the United States. The 2020 general election is exposing, in my opinion, the true position of every individual, every company, every media outlet, and even every country across the globe. At a hearing on election fraud in Michigan on November the 27th, a witness, a young woman by the name of Melissa Carone, was asked why more people had not come forward to testify. Listen to her answer. My life has been destroyed. My life has been completely destroyed because of this. I have lost family. I've lost friends. I've been threatened. My kids have been threatened. I've had to move. I have had to change my phone number. But in spite of having faced this hostility, this young woman came forward to publicly testify. And she bravely put our country's good above her own personal situation. You remember during the War of Independence, Thomas Paine said that these are the times that try men's souls. I want to tell you, these are the times today that try men's souls. But not just this brave witness, Melissa Carone, but all Americans face this test. Do they love freedom? Are they willing to oppose the forces that are seeking to take our freedoms away? When the Chinese Communist Party moved to take control of Hong Kong, we all witnessed that right before our eyes. The Hong Kongers protested in the millions, but they were overmatched by the power and the guns of the military. But yet, despite that, on the streets of Hong Kong, many of you saw this, those that were protesting, they waved the American flag. Because it's the symbol of freedom. It is still the symbol of freedom in the world today. But what happened in Hong Kong this year, when the Communist Chinese Party seized full control, and they are in control of that nation now, make no mistake about it. What has happened there in a more subtle way is happening right here in the United States. Domestically, we have mainstream media. We have big tech companies. We have other powerful interests and agencies of government, for profit and non-profit, and sectors working together, all working together against this president. The mainstream media organizations are refusing to look at this election. They're refusing to look at the hearings that are taking place in the battleground states. You hardly even see it on the news. And they continue to describe credible allegations of evidence. They continue to describe them as baseless or non-existent. Even in the Wall Street Journal, one of the more stalwart conservative newspapers in America, in an editorial in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, these words were published. Donald Trump's unproven claims of election theft are damaging to public trust. But they've been going nowhere in the court. So they're even putting down this whole idea that there's been fraud and that this election may have been stolen through that fraud. So the media refuses to report things and has cut many people off from knowing even the most basic facts about this election. Most American media have become so indifferent to anything other than their own agenda, their own ideals. It's as if they've become the state-controlled media, just like in China. They all sing from the same verse, the same songbook. They all say the same words. They have the same vision. They only offer lies and cover up, and their agenda is to brainwash and to propagandize and to neglect what is truth in America. The test we face today lies before us, and really it's not just the test of America, but it's for the whole world. You look at America, major government agencies supported by your and my tax money, they show no interest in investigating the credible allegations. They have no interest in looking at the evidence of large-scale election fraud. And they have stood idly by as forces in this country, some in plain sight. Many of us saw it in plain sight this week from a video in Georgia where they claimed to have shut down all the vote counting, sent everybody home, and they started grabbing containers of ballots and stuffing them through the machines. And one instant it appeared after they stepped them through, they took them and they ran them through again. So we face this test. The forces of evil are behind this. Hear me. The forces of evil are behind it. They want us to surrender. The forces of evil want to see the loss of religious freedom as we know it. The freedom to preach the Word of God. The freedom to preach the Bible without any hesitation to say this is true, this is right, and this is righteousness. They want us to lose our religious liberty. They want us to live out our faith only within the walls of the church. They don't want us living out our faith in the society, in the culture, in every day where we live. The American tradition teaches meeting tyranny with defiance and threats with courage. We must be defiant. We must have courage. We must stand for what is right and what is true. It teaches that, our history does, it teaches that drawing on the resources of faith and prayer are the necessary ingredients to counter the forces of evil. At this critical moment, Americans and Christians must come together. We must make a stand against the fraud, and we must stand in favor of what is true and what is right. We must be willing to choose freedom over socialism. We must be willing to choose good over evil. We must be willing to choose faith in God over a godless, secular society that those of that ilk and that party want to bring to this nation. It's about our vote. It's about our freedom. It's about whether or not we can still have a truly free nation. So I encourage you, pray. Be on your knees in prayer. Pray for this president. Pray for all of the lawsuits. Pray for all the initiatives. Pray for brave people that will step out and say the truth. Pray that some of those that were caught up in the cheating and the fraud will stand up and confess and say, I'm a part of this. Forgive me. I've done the wrong thing. Pray for the hand of God to show the light on the lies and the deception that our nation faces today. God, help us to pray for that. And we'll go on into the sermon that I had prepared this morning.